The Adaptation Performance Review of the Climate Vulnerability Monitor 2010 assesses over 50 key measures that can be taken to reduce dangers and harm to communities and the planet across the four impact areas of the Climate Vulnerability Report. Highly cost-effective actions exist for minimizing nearly every type of impact assessed in the Climate Vulnerability Monitor. When looking at the economic stress posed by climate change, efforts will likely have to be substantially stepped up if we are to avoid major irreversible harm. For economic growth to continue in countries that are worst affected by climate change, it is crucial that they be able to adapt to the most serious economic stresses. The poorest communities will rely on external assistance. Several major concerns, such as mass global shifting of fish stocks and coral destruction, are unlikely to be preventable to any meaningful degree by the types of local actions that are currently available. There will be further limits to adaptations on the front lines of scorched dryland regions that receive less and less rain. However, a number of effective responses could have extended benefits for socioeconomic development that might far outweigh the negative effects of climate change in the near future. Adaptation to climate stresses could be seen as an opportunity to sustain the fight against the worst forms of rural poverty and hunger. Within adaptation actions for economic stress concerns, many are highly or very highly effective. Two especially effective and evidence-supported adaptations are rainwater harvesting and community forestry. Rainwater harvesting programs rate highly on cost-effectiveness, co-benefits, and scalability. A simple and affordable rainwater harvesting system combined with an integrated approach to agricultural production significantly improves the lives of local farmers. A rainwater harvesting program in Burundi reported such benefits as an increase in farmer income and improved food security and health due to safe drinking water. Rainwater harvesting may also help control erosion and flooding during periods of excessive rainfall. The program is highly relevant in low-income countries. Various rainwater harvesting technologies have been adopted successfully in many parts of the world. Program guidelines are available through local and global NGOs, and training programs are included as part of the implementation process. Community forestry programs rate highly in all areas. A community reforestation project in Tanzania aims to improve the livelihood of communities around Mount Kilimanjaro by providing alternative sources of income and food through replanting of trees and economic diversification. Forest plantations in arid and semi-arid zones may have little beneficial effects unless they are closely related to the needs and priorities of the local inhabitants. Other adaptations in the economic stress section analyzed in 2010 included drip irrigation, canal lining, integrated pest management, energy-efficient biomass stoves, shellfish breeding programs, and many more. To learn more about them and their effectiveness, read the Economic Stress section in the Adaptation Performance Review within the Climate Vulnerability Monitor.